So welcome back. Allowing yourself to settle back into a meditation posture. Feeling the uprightness of the body, or simply the straightness of the spine. And if you've had a meal, maybe it's appropriate to emphasize somewhat the uprightness and the energy that comes from the straightness of the body, because it's natural to feel some sluggishness during digestion. Perhaps taking a moment to connect in again with your inspiration or intention for today, just as a way of uplifting the heart. Something simple. Bringing up the quality of mindfulness, of a simple awareness in the present moment. And connecting in with the natural breath in the body. Perhaps running the attention through the body to connect from the head through the shoulders and arms, including the whole of the torso, heart, the belly, and all the way through the legs into the feet, establishing an embodied presence. And as the mind becomes more settled, even a little bit more settled than it was at the beginning of the day, there's a way in which attention begins to feel so inclusive. As if the mind can hold all types of experience, the sounds, various bodily sensations, whatever temperature it is fine. The mood of the mind, the emotions that are flickering through the heart. Various thoughts. Some subtle, some gross, how it all just feels like this experience. Mind can even include itself. The knowing of experience is also part of the whole. Whatever it is that is aware is included. And the sense of wholeness that comes from inclusion can feel deeply satisfying. Kind of pervading contentment and okayness. And the mind can feel like it's gathered in a certain way, composed amid everything. The teachings liken it to water, a lake, just like a lake with spring water welling up from within, having no inflow from the east, west, north, or south. And with the skies supplying abundant showers time and again, so that the cool fount of water welling up from within the lake would permeate and pervade, suffuse and fill it with cool waters, there being no part of the lake unpervaded by the cool waters. Even so, the meditator permeates this very body with the rapture and pleasure born of composure. in the last 5 minutes of this sitting, resting in these lines from the Dhammapada, tasting the flavor of solitude and peace, one becomes free of distress and harm, drinking the flavor of Dharma joy.
Thank you.